Hey, what's up? It's your homegirl, Complex Angel, and welcome back to another episode of Self Love is My Rehab, where we are all tired of abuse being our addiction. I'm about to get my partner in crime, DC, on the line so we can start the show, but you already know we have another special topic to talk about tonight, so tune in and love yourself. Yo, yo, DC, you there?
Yo, yo, what's good?
Nothing much. Before we start the show, can you hear my air conditioner in the background? Like, is it too loud? I just want to make sure it ain't too loud.
No, I can't hear nothing on your end.
Okay.
Sound like you're pretty good.
Awesome.
Ear.
Awesome, because it's hot. I'm sorry. It's hot as hell. It's hot as hell up here in Pennsylvania. But
up here in Michigan, it's nice and gloomy and rainy, just how I like it. It fits my mood.
It's going to be like that tomorrow. It's going to be like that tomorrow for us.
It's supposed to be like that. It's supposed to be like that tomorrow and Tuesday, actually. It's going to be beautiful.
Mm.
Can't wait.
Got you. So what was the vibe of the week for you?
The vibe of the week has been it's been pretty consistent. Nothing but happiness and positivity.
Okay.
Even despite, you know, everybody getting overly excited about, you know, being able to kind of go outside and, you know, all that good jazz, you know.
Yeah.
That's where I went to
man.
Walmart today. Shit, it looked like the first of the month today. And shit, we pretty much halfway into the month. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I mean, it's pretty congested outdoors, but I mean, that's to
yes.
be expected considering everybody has been, you know, pinned up in the house. So, yeah, I mean,
right.
you know. It seems like things are starting to look back up, you know what I'm saying? The outdoors are starting to look a little bit more normal, you know what I'm saying, despite the face masks and everything like that. But, you know, it's a good feeling. It's a good feeling to, you know, see that everything is, you know, starting to look more normal than what it used to be. But, I mean, you know, don't get it twisted. You know, this shit is still live in effect. But only the hard-headed
yeah.
people will learn eventually.
I kind of miss the freeways not having a lot of traffic on it. It's starting to get back congested, but it is what it is. You know, you can't be on punishment forever. So,
with that being said,
I'm listening.
Now, I was gonna say, I had bought some Chips Ahoy limited edition flavor cookies or whatever. You won't believe what they got.
What?
These motherfuckers had the audacity. They had the nerve to put Jolly Ranchers in Chips Ahoy. And
you know,
like
they
a
got
dummy,
Sour Patch.
I bought them.
No, I'm about to cook you. You just made you listen, listeners out there. DC went to the store and seen that they had Sour Patch cereal, and this man said he was going. Clothesline the person that created it, but you get some Jolly Rancher chips. Enlighten me, bro. Enlighten me.
Man, look, okay, I'm about to enlighten you. It was just a simple fact that it was something new and it was eyeballing and it was like, huh, I wonder if my kid would try this. But, because, like, that's the thing with this generation nowadays. Like, this is their shit. I remember back in the day where everything used to be just so simple. It
yeah.
used to be so goddamn simple. But,
mm-hmm.
considering that I did just kind of like, you know, just threw that out there like that, speaking of back in the day, I knew you were about to segue into that, so I'm going to go ahead and segue into it. So the, not too much shut me the fuck up topic, but, you know, the topic of today would be, you know, thinking about the things that we pretty much cherished back in the day, you know what I'm saying, whether it was childhood phases or, you know, high school, or, like, you know, in the early adult life and stuff like that, that we had significant, you know, moments in our lives where, you know, we kind of cherish it and we can look back on it and be like, damn, I remember back in the day we used to do this and do that. So
mm-hmm.
I know for me, the biggest part, the biggest era, so to speak, when it came to, like, the back in the day for me was definitely my childhood. And I'm sure at least 90% or to, you know, 90 to 100% can agree on that. You know what I'm saying? Where back when you was a kid, man, like I just, it hit so differently. You know what I'm saying? Like, granted, like people who do have successful lives and, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, in their adult years and stuff like that, but can't shit like top, like the back in the day vibes that we just used to have, like, you know, mm-hmm. getting out of school and, you know,
yes.
had your snacks on deck and, you know what I'm saying, you had your after-school cartoons that you would watch and everything like that. Man, I swear that used to be the life, bro. Like, it made me just want to go back in time and just, like, relive all that shit all over again. Especially,
yeah,
like, Saturday.
Yeah.
Like, Saturdays back then, man, like, shit, I don't even think half
yeah.
the time I was able to get enough sleep. You know what I'm saying? Because,
yeah.
like, I would sit up there and just, I'd be sitting up there depriving on, like, okay, like, is it 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock yet? Because that's when, like, recess came on. Shit, I remember Pepper Ann used
yep.
to come on and shit. But
I was just about to say that even when you didn't have cable, they still had good cartoons come on, like Recess.
Yeah.
What was that one, Captain America? Didn't that used to come on?
Yeah, I believe Captain America came on basic cable. I believe it did.
I remember watching it. Yeah, like you even without cable, they had good cartoon shows. Like, I look at the shows that my nephew watched today, and I'd be like, what the hell is this? But, you know, it is.
No,
I mean, it feels good when I can put him on. It feels good when I can put him on to, like, different shows that I watched growing up. But it's funny.
Right.
He kind of does what we used to do back in the day. He watched Power Rangers, and he thinks that it just came out. And I'm like, I was watching that when I was a little kid. What? Like, you remember
yeah.
how we used to do that when we used to watch Tom and Jerry, and our parents like, yeah, that's not even the original drawing. We used to feel like they came from, like, dinosaur land. Like, they came from the dinosaur ages. Like, we didn't believe.
Right.
Like, there's no way that this cartoon was out back then, but it was.
Right, yeah. I think that cartoon came out in the 50s or the 40s or something like that. I can't remember
mm-hmm.
exactly, but it was a long time ago. And, yeah, like, any chance I get, like, I always – you know, like, try to put my kid up on everything that I used to, like, you know, dabble into.
Mm-hmm.
And I did have her watch Tom and Jerry when she was young. And then, like, before I knew it, like, shit, we had, like, every season on DVD. And she would watch them nonstop.
Mm.
I was like, look at you.
Yeah.
You are your daddy's child.
Yeah.
I love it. But, yeah, man, like, and then, like, tonight, to, like, to steer away from, like, you know, like, TV shows and stuff, like what moments have you had, like, back in the day that, you know, that you can remember that was just, like, that was the shit?
Well, honestly, okay, don't get me wrong. I had a good childhood. But I say that
yeah.
my biggest era was, like, 2002 to 2003, like when I was like middle school, seventh grade, that's when B2K
gotcha.
Was out. I had all
oh,
the Bow
shit.
Wow, the B2K pictures. Yes, Bow Wow,
oh,
B2K pictures. I had that, like I had a photo gallery on my wall, you know, when they had the Word Up magazines, the Hollaback hoodies and stuff. And I used to love velour outfits and stuff. But I like
yeah.
that era because, one, you know what I'm saying, I was living with my mom at the time, and my mom wasn't as strict as my grandma was about how my appearance should be. Like, when I was growing up, when I was, like elementary school, my grandma used to put a lot of grease in me and my sister's hair. Like, I'm telling you, used to bake a potato with it. And then she always had us wear bangs. She was like, if you didn't have bangs, you look like a boy. So we would have this tight-ass curl in front because, you know, when you take bangs, you take a roller out, that shit just stay up there. Like, no matter how much you fluff it out, it's going to, you know, go back to the roller because, like, it was overnight. So
yeah.
that my childhood was, like, kind of, like, I got teased about that. But, like, middle school, yeah. I got to wear the little twisties. I got to wear, the new Air Force Ones and stuff. Like, my mama let me dress like I was going into a team. So I liked
yeah.
it. Like, that was the biggest era for me. Like, Mario was out, Scream Tour 1, 2, and 3. Like, it was just so much fun. It was like the music was popping. You know what I'm saying? Like, Beyonce was out with Crazy in Love. Like, all the summer hits was popping back then with the white tees. The guys was wearing the Dickies.
Man.
Like, it was just something.
Man,
yeah.
don't get me started on the tall tees. The Dickies, boy. Oh, my God. Like, I swear that was.
I used to look like
y'all
was coming out of prison.
man, look, listen. That was the Louis Vuitton. That was the Prada. That was the Dadas. That was all that shit back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was the thing. Like, if you didn't wear Dickies, you was lame for the most part. Like, it was Dickies, tall tees, and Air Force Ones. That was the only thing popping for a hot ass minute. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
Even the franchise boys, I feel like it's probably what made it even more lit than what it should have been.
When they
came out with the white tee. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But
yep.
I agree with you. Like, I think the 2000s, like the early 2000s, like, I think that set the platform for all of us, you know what I'm saying, like, in the middle school, high school era, you know what I'm saying? Like, that really put, like, fashion and trending and stuff on the map for us as we, you know, as we reach those ages, stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? Because what was that one brand that y'all always used to fucking wear? Was that Baby
Fat? The girls, we wore Baby Fat and Apple Bottom.
Oh,
with the apple bottom
oh
coat,
God.
With the hoodie around the fur.
I swear to God, like, I was sitting up there tripping about that shit, and it's like, it's crazy because it's like, we so old now. I mean, I wouldn't say so old, but it's like, we old enough to be like, damn, I remember back in the day, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yes. Mm-hmm.
Now,
like,
I got a question, because, oh, no, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, like, the memes that they be putting, like, the little, like, they be like, high school girls wore this. They had the apple bottom with the furry hood, and then they had the Baby Fat jeans with some Air Force Ones. It was like, these was always the girls that was ready to fight. And I was like, oh, my God, I used to wear stuff
real
like
shit.
That. But it's
that's
crazy.
Real.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's real. And it always be the toothpick chicks, too. It'd be the skinty ones. They'd be ready to scrap, I swear. but I had a question, though, like, and I don't know if it may just be me or you probably can relate to, but, like, looking on, like, the cherishable moments that you've had back in the day, whether that was, you know, childhood or, you know, middle school, high school, does it, in a sense, kind of stress you out in the sense, or just kind of makes you sad about having to talk about it because it is, a memorable past that, you know, that you once kind of had and you enjoyed it, and, like, just knowing that that whole phase is just gone and it can't come back. Like, do you ever feel some sort of sadness from that?
Honestly, I would say it was more fear for me. Looking back on it, I had that perspective before. Like, I want to go back there. I remember at one point, like, whenever I talked to my friends, I was always talking about stuff from the past, like, you know, and some of them were looking at me like, okay, we're not there anymore. But I had to realize, like, we was growing, but my mentality was still in that stage. So it's like, I was more scared. Don't get me wrong, I'm scared to go into my 30s, but now that I'm coming into more of who I am, I'm like, you know what, I'm learning a lot of lessons, like, you know, with being chapter 29, I'm ready to see what chapter 30, you know, is. Like, of course you get kind of scared, like, especially me going to interview people who are elderly and them getting sick and them saying, like, oh, I wish I would listen to my doctors back then. I'm like, damn, we are getting up there in age. I need to start taking vitamins for this because I don't want to get muscle weakness. Like, we getting up there, but I don't want to live in fear. You know, so I'm ready to see what this new chapter is going to bring me. But how about you?
No, yeah, I mean, me, like, when I do, you know, go back down memory lane on, you know, things that were, I guess, valuable and, you know, sentimental, you know what I'm saying? I do get sad about it because it's like, I think because, like my thinking gets in the way of it, like, I overthink it in the sense to where it does get emotional, because it's like, you know, damn, like, the years had passed so fast, and I'm like, I'm here now reminiscing about it, like, 5-10 years ago type of thing, and it's like, well, where did all that shit, like, where did that gap, like, you know, happen? Because when you think about it, like, sometimes, like, when you think about things in the, you know, back in the day, it sometimes, like, it's like year gaps as to, like, okay, like, I remember that part, but it's like, damn, what happened in between that? You know what I'm saying? And it was like, well, where the hell was I in the middle of these years that I can't kind of remember? Like, don't get me wrong, like, I'm all, like you said, like, I'm all for, you know, looking forward to, you know, many years and, you know, decades to come type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just the, I think it's just the whole aspect of looking back on something that was so joyful to
yeah.
where, like, it almost makes you feel like you didn't enjoy it enough
mm-hmm.
type of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And,
well,
yeah, like I said, it's just, it's the age factor for me. Like, I'm not scared of getting old, but I do find it discomforting that in my mind, like, the years are moving too fast. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because,
yep,
like, I just turned 30, I turned 31 this year. And, like, I can still remember the fact of being 21, 18. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can still remember those. Now, maybe I need to close my mind off from just, like, you know, just the simple thoughts of just, you know, having that near physical feeling of almost, you know, being that young again, or, you know what I'm saying, like, just feeling like I didn't do enough or didn't enjoy enough of what I did, you know what I'm saying? And that didn't have to be, it didn't have to be anything like knucklehead type of shit, but, you know what I'm saying, like I said, just the fact of not being able to pay bills, you know what I'm saying, or just wake up and just, you know, the only problem you have is that you fucking missed your cartoon that came on, and now you got to wait until next Saturday to catch that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, those were the worries that I'm sure we all kind of miss, honestly. Because
No, I mean, that part, I was about to say, like, I definitely understand where you're coming from with that, you know, like, thinking back to it and how the years are moving fast. Like, I know, like, I look at my, well, you know, I only have, like, you and Queen K. Shout out to Queen K.
Right.
I only really have y'all as, like, friends that I talk to on a regular basis, and like I be listening to like how y'all talk about y'all kids, and I be like, wow, like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Like, they, like, I have friends who have kids, like, they're parents, and then I be looking at myself, like, damn, I remember I used to watch my grandma drive to the credit union and the banks, and I be like, am I gonna know how to do this growing up? Cause you know she ain't talk about that, but I'm actually doing it, like, you know, like, where I'm not sitting still. But I wanted to ask you a question because, you know, you just shot me with two. So I'm like, oh, shit, okay. So I want to ask you. I remember when I was 21, I used to have a lot of talks with my old supervisor when I was working at Cato. And, you know, she was going into her 30s. And I'm like, what is that mentality like? She was like, 30s is like kind of the years that you love because you start having this mentality about, I wish I would have knew back then what I know now. So
right.
Do you think, like, because I see what she means now getting to this point. Do you think that it's meant, like, do you think that we're meant to have different mentalities with different decades? Or, like, do you wish that we can have, I wish, like, do you wish that we can have a mentality that we have now so that we could have seen a lot of the bullshit that was going on back then? Or do you think that there's some things as kids that we wouldn't have been able to process like we are now?
I believe that's the right answer to go with, like, to basically have the proper mindset for the proper age. But for me personally, I would prefer to have the mindset I have now, you know what I'm saying, through all my life. For the simple fact, like, like, you know, like the supervisor said, you know what I'm saying, like, in your 30s, you have that mindset of, you know, wondering, or, you know, expecting to, or wish, so to speak, that you knew what you know now back then. You know what I'm saying? Because it would, you know, because ideally it would save you all the bullshit and the drama. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, you will understand that not everybody is going to love and care for you like you would do them. Or you would be more accepting that, you know, friends or just relationships in general grow apart and... you know, 9 times out of 10, things won't go back the same. Or, you know what I'm saying? Just basically that whole aspect of it. Because I know, like, because, I mean, it wouldn't damage you emotionally, you know, as bad as it would, you know, if, like, you know, like we're going basically with the, you know, the mindset versus age kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? It wouldn't hurt as bad because it's like in your 30 mindset, you know what I'm saying? You're already in a sense strengthened because you you gained that strength based off of the hurt that you may have experienced, or, you know what I'm saying, the attitude based off of, you know, people, you know, belittling you and stuff like that. Like, those attributes were built off of things like that. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if you were to have the 30-year-old mindset back then, you know what I'm saying, you'd be a tough motherfucker. Like, they be sitting there mad, like, damn, I can't get through this motherfucker at all. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And to sum it all up, it was just basically you being an individual that's 100% unbothered. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nothing can break you. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, you untouchable. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how I feel about it.
I'm going to piggyback on it and say, like, I definitely understand what you're saying. Like, you know, it helps you. If you had the mentality that we had back then, it would definitely help you to realize that a lot of those relationships that you went through weren't worth it. You'll be able to see, you know what I'm saying, through the people that you had, you know, like the friends that you have. But I would say that it is also best to have certain perspectives at different ages, because I don't think that personally, we will be able to process it. I mean, like, we would have the mentality, but who's to say that our little hearts back then could have handled all of that? You know what I'm saying? Like, dang, you know, she was a good friend, and then you get to high school, dang, she, like, you know, like, that shit hurt back then. I remember a breakup. I thought that shit was the end of the world. You know what I'm saying? If I would have realized a lot of the stuff, you know, if I would have realized a lot of stuff that I know now back then, probably would have ran away from home. You know, like, I would have been like an emotional-ass kid. But, you know, I think that it's better like this. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had a talk with, you know what I'm saying, Queen K the other day. We was just talking about, like, growing up. Like, you know, because I've known her since I was 15. And I was telling her, like, you know, I just, like, apologized to her. Like, I don't know if I was a good friend to you back then because of everything that I was going through. I probably didn't handle certain situations right. But, you know what I'm saying, now that we're growing and we know who we are, I want to, like, you know, apologize as a woman, as your sister, and as your friend, you know what I'm saying, and, like, just grow from that. And that was the best conversation that we could ever have, because it's, like, out of all the people that I had, I knew that she was one of the most genuine people out of the circle that I had. Because I told her, I said, I don't feel like a lot of the friends I had back then were really my friend. I feel like I used that word too loosely, and I feel like, you know, I was like just somebody that they could pick on, and I was too scared to let that friendship go back then. I think it's good because it's like, this mentality opens up a gift. You start to realize who was really there for you. You know what I'm saying? And it's easier to be okay with it because all the shit that you went through in life, you know, like you said, you become unbothered. So it's easier to let go at this time because it's like, I'm grown and I'm done with this little kid. I'm done with this little kid shit. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Right. Yeah. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, if it was to go the way that, you know, that we kind of basically described, like, life would be boring. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't have no spice in your life whatsoever. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you'd be looking at everybody else like, damn, y'all going through drama and I can't even feel no pain. Like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's life as we know it. You know what I'm saying? And it's only right that, it, you know, it goes this way. Like, it's just a natural way of being born in this life, you know, pure and innocent until, you know, you have these toxic situations or toxic people, you know what I'm saying, basically mold you into whether you're going to be an ultra sensitive person all your life, or, you know, you'll be that person that, you know, that rises from the ashes, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been through that shit, but enough of it has allowed me to become, you know, the person that will be unbothered from here on out, because I peep game.
That part.
I understand your motives. I understand your gestures. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, because I think I'm trying to remember who told me. Somebody told me something, and it was like, you know, people are basically putting your life for a reason. You know what I'm saying? Like, whether it's permanent or temporary. You know what I'm saying? So, not everybody can teach you the same shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's why there are multiple personalities, multiple intentions, and multiple heartbreaks. And, you know, multiple, like, you know, success and multiple healing processes and stuff like that. Like, it's so many different, there's so many different matchmakings to where, like, it's only right. So you can be able to better manifest. You know what I'm saying? Because without that fuel,
yes.
how do you know which direction to go into?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I guess it's my turn to ask another question. You know what I'm saying? You can't be out here just like shooting me like I didn't come prepared. Shit, damn. But I'm talking
well,
shit.
Well, look, damn it. This was supposed to be a back in the day motherfucking conversation. It did not
yes.
have nothing to do with questions. Who is you, Usher now, nigga? You want to have all my confessions?
These are my confessions.
Yes, these are my confessions. Okay, this came for me. Shit, set me the fuck up. It's like, nah. What I was going to say was, speaking of, like, routines and stuff, do you, like, what do you do different now, you know what I'm saying, in your 30s that you don't do, like that you didn't do back then? Like, I'll give you an example. I used to be a procrastinator. I can't really be like that now. So, like, is your routine the same or has it, like, changed over the years?
Well, I can agree with you on that procrastination shit. Honestly, that shit still lives on. It's not as bad, but, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
I do find myself from time to time, you know, just, you know, whether playing mobile games or being nosy on social media type of shit, you know what I'm saying? Especially in
mm-hmm.
this time and era. But,
yeah.
I would say no. I mean, my routines is definitely different now, you know what I'm saying? Because I am a parent and, you know,
right.
I got somebody to keep on me. So certain things, you know, had to die off, you know what I'm saying? Like back then, like I said, like, you know, we didn't have much of a tedious routine, honestly, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
it was very light when it came to, you know, what we were obligated to do throughout the day. Like, I think the worst
mm-hmm.
we complained about was doing chores and shit. Like,
mm.
and now as an adult, that's a necessity. Like, you have to do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Unless
yeah.
you want some ropes. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But
yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely different. You know, paying bills, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
that's one of the things that I would trade to have my fucking childhood back. Like, I swear. Like, I'd be tired of
mm-hmm.
calling these motherfuckers talking about, yeah, I'd like to pay 300 and such dollars for this, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then when I get off the phone, I'd be like, fuck you. Fuck you.
Yep.
You know
no,
what I'm saying? But
it'd be like Debo when you say, I got $500 just of my check.
No
bill.
I got
$500.
I swear to God, it'd
be
like that, man. Like,
yeah.
and even if I had to pay bills, like, I would still prefer, you know what I'm saying, the teenage years where, like, you only had to pay for your cell phone bill. Like, you know what
right.
I'm saying? Like, That was the beginning of it. But you know what really
mm-hmm.
fucked us up though was when we were allowed to have a bank account. That's where that shit started. Once you were able to have a bank account, that's when your ass was open. That's when you should have known right then and there. You should have foreshadowed right then and there, like, okay, like, I probably need to start saving some shit, because after
mm-hmm.
a while, the older I get, the more bills is gonna be piling up and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because when we were young, like, we always dreamed of being an adult, but only the fun version. You know what I'm saying? Like, the hidden message behind it was that, you know, you had to be responsible, you had to pay bills, you know what I'm saying? Like, you
yeah.
had to worry about, you know, maintaining a house and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, we only
mm-hmm.
looked at the simple fact that they got a job, they got a car, simple as that,
mm-hmm.
and they got their own house. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That was the only
well,
thing to be worried about.
You know, I'm actually going to spend that a little bit, because growing up, I did want to become an adult because I wanted to be able to just do what I wanted to do, because it's like, you know what I'm saying, like, parents just always want to, like, control everything and, like, nitpick. Like, let's just be honest, some of them chores were just a little bit too much. Like, I'm calling my
yeah,
mama to talk to her at work to see how her day is going. Oh, since you got time to call me at work and I told you not to, wash your walls. I'm trying to see how you doing. I just, you know, like, who
right.
wants to live like that? So you want to grow up and get your own place, you know what I'm saying? But
right.
I will say that I always watch my mama and them, like, you know what I'm saying, when they got down on hard times, they had my grandma, they mama, to go back to. And I thought, like, okay, if shit get hard, I could do that. big reality check. I ain't got shit to fall back on. So that's the big secret behind it. You ain't going to always have that cushion. You got to grow the fuck up.
Right.
That was the big secret behind it, yeah.
And you know who the head corporate, I mean, and you said it too, the head corp basically forcing us to want to grow up is the goddamn parents. I swear. Because,
yes.
like, they put us through so much shit. Like you said, them chores be excessive as hell. Like, and I swear, like, and it kills me the most because, like, especially, like, if it's parents that speak with their body language sometimes too, they be slamming shit, be walking all fast through the house. You're like, well, damn, nigga, like, you having a nervous breakdown over there? You need to talk. Like, what's really, what's good? You know what I'm saying? Like, like it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's super crazy. Because,
mm-hmm.
like, that's definitely what made me want to grow up. Like you said, like, the whole fact of just really being able to create and make your own rules. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
With no say-so from nobody else. Like, this shit is all you. You know what I'm saying? Until
exactly.
you had the opportunity to do that. Now you're sitting there looking like Will Smith in the season finale of Fresh Prince in an empty house in the living room, like, well, shit, what am I supposed to do now? Like, what am I supposed to do?
That's right. What am I supposed to do, Cletus?
Right.
Saying,
hell
right.
Nah.
But yeah.
Was there any childhood fears that you had that you don't necessarily have now? Because I know most people, like, certain childhood fears people still carry in their adulthood. Do you got any?
I'm still scared of possums. I am still scared of possums. I'm gonna tell you a little story, okay? The first time I seen a possum, I was 6 years old. We was picking my mama up when she used to work at Farmer Jack. You know how old that was. Farmer Jack ain't even around no more. But yeah, and we was pulling into the driveway. My grandma had just moved into this new house too. So we pulled into the driveway and it was on the neighbor's fence. And it just looked so ugly and it looked at us and then crawled down. I didn't come outside for 2 weeks, okay?
Damn.
So I'm a fast forward to October of last year. My boyfriend that I'm with now, when we was just friends, I was chilling over there, we were smoking and like we was eating it, watching a movie. So he was walking me to the car, and I was leaving, and, like, you know, he was like, whoa, watch out for that possum. So I'm thinking he's joking because people like to joke about that shit. He was like, no, I'm not playing. He was like, that's not no cat. I was, like, literally 5 feet away from it. That's the closest I've ever been to one. Oh, I ran back in the house. Like, I'm talking about I ran towards the kitchen. He was like, oh, you scared. I do not play with those. So I still have a phobia of that. I still have a phobia of mice, you know what I'm saying? Like, yes, I live out here in the suburbs, in the sticks. So, you know, at one time I saw a little field mouse that ran into my apartment and ran me out the house. I ran out my house barefoot. I am not ashamed to say that, you know what I'm saying? Because they come in, but we thank God I have lived in a place where we have a personal exterminator that comes out and handles shit like that. But, yes, so I still have that fear. I had a fear of death growing up, and it was more so on the fact of, like, when people was dying, I was scared of, like, okay, well, damn, is my grandma going to be around? Like, when my granddad passed at 12, I was more so scared that, okay, am I going to lose my grandma next? How is the family going to, you know what I'm saying? Is the family going to still be the same afterwards? Because I've noticed in other families when people pass, you know, everybody go their separate ways. But then I started having a fear of, like, well, damn, how am I going to die? But now that I'm getting older, that fear is a little bit more and more subtle because I'm getting more closer to God and I'm coming more close. You know, I'm more in depth of my spirituality and I'm more in tune. So it's like the more I, you know what I'm saying, think about it and process on it, it's not as scary. I think the fear is just like how you die because there's some people out here, like, you know, that have these very brutal deaths and it's like, oh my gosh. But I try not to think about it, you know what I'm saying, because I don't want to manifest that. I want to, like you said, have more decades to come, you know what I'm saying, to live. But, yeah.
That's
but what about you?
Fears I got, I'm still scared of the pig lady. I can't stand that bitch.
What fucking pig lady?
I got it was this story a long time ago, and I don't remember it, description of it, but apparently it was this, it was a lady with a pig head, kind of like Jigsaw, honestly. And I think that's probably why, like, when it first came out and I seen that, I was like, fuck no, baby. But like, but I kind of got over it a little bit when I got older, but it, that shit scarred me because like one of the teenagers on my old block, he was telling us a story about that shit, and it was a vacant house on the block, and it had like this creepy ass garage, and it didn't have like a garage door on it. So like when it gets like dark a little bit, like you just see darkness within like the garage. So this motherfucker and told, cause he went and told all the kids the stories. Now, mind you, we was probably like 8 or 9 years old around this time. He was probably like 16, 17 or some shit. Mm-hmm. And after he told the story, him and his cousins that was around the same age as him was basically trying to grab us and quote unquote feed us to the pig lady. This motherfucker caught my ass and he had me halted up in the air. He was like about to take it to the pig lady. I was like, Mama! I was in the bed crying like a little bitch. I was crying, man. God. Like, it was funny as hell.
You got every right. I'm sorry. You got every right. I don't care if you're a male or female to cry for your life. I would be, I'm just saying.
Yeah. And when I found him on Facebook, I'm going to tag him and tell him to listen to this shit because I need him to experience my pain. That was fucked up. Like,
yeah. I was about to say, it's some things that masculinity needs to let up on. Like, damn, I know as a man, I only got one cry, but when it comes to my life, fuck you, shit. This shit is hard.
For real, dog, I swear. But that was definitely one of them. But it's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was scared of that, but, like, I like horror movies, though. Like, I'm a horror movies fan. Like, ever since I was young, like, Even like watching like, you know, Jason and Michael Myers and shit like that when I was young. I love to watch that shit, but it was like I had to leave the bathroom light on just in case a motherfucker come walk across my damn bedroom door. Like, Jason.
Oh, guys.
But,
yo, wait. No, I'm sorry. That just reminded me when I was younger, when my grandma lived in a townhouse, we would be downstairs in the basement watching TV. And then, you know, it's time to go upstairs and go to sleep. And my sister would always leave me. So I, you know, 5 years old, I swear to God, I used to try to beat the light before it get fully dark. Like, I turn that light off and you'll just hear me darting up the stairs. Like, no. Because I always felt like somebody's about to chase me.
I swear to God, I feel like that's every kid's trauma right there. Because I used to hate going in the basement. I kind of still do that shit to this day. I don't rush up the stairs, but you can please believe I'll be trying to sense there's something behind me if I need to book it up the stairs real quick. For real.
Yeah, true.
But that was a fear for me. I can relate to where you were talking about the fear of, like, you know, certain family members passing away. Because, like, I actually had an experience which really scared the shit out of me. My great-grandmother, no, it wasn't my great-grandmother. It was my grandmother. She had passed away, God rest her soul.
Rest her soul, yes.
She had passed that day. And then later on that night, me and my mom came home. And the way our old house was set up, like when you open the front door, you can basically see all the way in the back, all the way to the back of the house or whatever. So like, it'll be the front door, it'll be the living room, dining room, and then my mom's room, and then right next to her room was my grandmother's room.
Mm-hmm.
Complex. We opened the damn door.
Oh no! Don't tell
me. I bullshit you not. We seen a figure walking to my grandma.
Nigga, I said, listen, I have to sleep. I'm here at the house by myself, and you gonna tell me that shit? What's up? See?
That struck fear in me so bad. Like, when I say my mama said, fuck no, baby, she said, fuck no, baby. Like, we went to go, we went and stayed at my uncle's house that night, man. Like,
It was so crazy, like, especially seeing that at, like, the age of, because my grandmother passed when I was, like, six or seven.
Right.
And to see that at a young age, like, that was terrifying as hell. Like, I couldn't gather up what I had saw. I was like, in my mind, like, a part of me was like, I thought you had, how'd you get here so fast? You know what I'm saying? And then the other part was like, well, we just, like, cried over the simple fact that you were not here anymore. So how the hell you get all the way back over here on Schoolcraft real quick? Like,
Oh my God, something ain't right. I mean, shit, speaking of that, like, I used to hate when my cousins told me scary stories growing up. I'm about to shout out my cousin Tiffany. Yep, shout out Tiffany. Mm-hmm. She told us a story when we was younger about this boy named Johnny that went to the store to buy his mama a liver, but they didn't have none. So he seen a bully in the area that he took behind the store, shot him, and took his liver, took it home to clean. And, he at home chilling. The spirit come to haunt him, like, calling him, talking to him, Johnny, I want my liver back. Like, oh, it was scary as hell.
Nigga,
I'm like,
gonna
tell the whole story.
you can have it. You want it in the bag or what? Here go the receipt, my nigga. Like, you can have all this.
Yeah.
So you want me to take you back home?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? You ain't even got to worry about gas money.
No, see, listen, Jordan. Oh, shit. Well, so for you listeners out there, you're probably wondering why I didn't do the recap earlier. We decided to try something a little bit new, you know what I'm saying? Because we're about to be coming up to season three, like in the next, you know, we're going to be wrapping it up in the next couple of weeks and stuff. But, well, not the next couple of weeks, like towards the end of June. But anyways, you know, DC was saying we should do a freestyle, you know, episode sometime. So, because, you know, we do talk about some heavy-ass shit on here. And he said in his Cat Williams voice, I'm going to let you tell me your Cat Williams voice exactly what you said. But, yeah, this is our little freestyle one.
I had to let Ms. Complex know that I'm tired of the questions from God trying to make me look like a little bitch. We cannot constantly be having me sitting in the corner drinking my apple juice and eating crackers. Okay?
So, yeah. So, we will definitely be bringing this twice a season. We can't do it now. It's only going to be one time. We just wanted to see how it was. But we'll definitely be bringing it on twice, you know, in the season. Because I understand it does get heavy and we do got to debrief. I've been talking to some of the listeners. They loving it so far. I'm liking it. You know what I'm saying? I'm liking it so much. We done went past the time part of the segment, but it's cool. You know what I'm saying? It's cool. So thank you, though, for definitely bringing this one on. It's going to be different type of topics for the freestyle. It's not going to always be back in the day, but this was definitely a good one to start it with. So thank you, DC, for bringing this on. You know what I'm saying? Got to get me together, too. You the co-pilot, but you know what I'm saying? When I fall off, that's that. Hey, when I'm going to the left, you better steer us back to the right. Shit. So,
when you fall, I'll be here to pick you up.
Right. Likewise. So, let's segue into shout-outs and appreciations. What's going on?
I'll go ahead and give them a little quick shout-out and appreciation, you know what I'm saying? Shout-out to Self Love with My Rehab. Without this podcast, it would not be able to strengthen me to be a better person on a daily basis. So I truly, truly, truly thank God for this opportunity to be able to basically speak my truth and actually just be myself, you know what I'm saying, amongst all the listeners and, you know, I would to myself. Shout-out to Complex for allowing me to be on this podcast. You know what I'm saying? Without her, DC wouldn't be possible.
And Cat Williams.
shout out to Dynamic Culture Apparel is my matureness, you know what I'm saying, in a clothing brand. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's something that I continuously say, but I am truly proud of myself of basically just, you know, taking that step forward into doing something very productive. And it ain't nothing like saying that you're a businessman. Now that I see it, like, just to say that you own a business, like, it, that's something so motivating. Mm-hmm. With that being said, y'all can follow my page on Instagram at dynamic_culture_apparel. I got shirts, hoodies, be on the way. It'll be a set for men and women. So I'm working on the design right now. So far it's looking pretty hot, you know what I'm saying? So stay tuned for that. I'm just, you know, waiting to look through the rest of my resources to figure out the proper partner to, you know, collab with and, you know, get something hot for y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's my craft, and, you know, I've been appreciating everybody for basically, you know, believing in my craft and actually supporting it. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my little cousin. He actually just posted and tagged me in a shirt that he just bought on Facebook. So shout out to you, little dog.
Shout out.
Shout out. And yeah, shout out to God. Without all of this, it wouldn't be possible. Shout out to positive vibes and energy. And shout out to all the negative energy out there. At the end of the day, we still love you. We just waiting on you to catch up, mustard. And that's all I got.
Yes. Yes. I want to shout out my cousin, Mr. Gray. He'll be coming back on in June. Him and his girl, they just bought my book, No Apologies. I definitely want to shout out, you know what I'm saying? I want to shout out my mother in love, because I'm not married yet, so I can't say in law, but, you know, I just really thank her for buying 3 copies on Mother's Day, a day that we're supposed to celebrate her, but, you know, I'm saying, she supported, you know, and it was just like, wow. So thank you for buying 3 copies. Shout out to the one girl that's about to do a review. I'm kind of scared because she's going to be doing it on YouTube. She's going to do a review on my book. But I'm trying to challenge myself to, you know what I'm saying, like get perspective, even if it's negative, because it does help you. Something that I didn't know before, hey, you know what I'm saying? I can always apply it to make the next product better. Shout out to you, DC. You know what I'm saying? Like I told you, you always bring good content on. Shout out
appreciate
to
it.
My co-host, Queen K from Queens with Vibes and Visions. We just did our
Queen
first
K.
prayer conference yesterday. It was very intimate. You know what I'm saying? We had like just 3 people in there, but we talked about where we are in this season and what we're struggling with. But it just lets me know, like, I'm overcoming fears and I wouldn't be Complex Angel without No Apologies, you know what I'm saying? I've always had a passion of writing since I was younger, but, you know what I'm saying, Complex Angel is here, and, like, I'm about to give it to y'all real and raw. So out of darkness, I'm about to get back to really writing it. I'm about to overcome that fear. I'm not about to stop because of the trip that I went on after doing No Apologies. Nope, I'm going to do it because I'm, like, I'm ready to learn more about the lessons, and actually doing this episode tonight, talking about our mentalities, I'm ready to see what this next book is going to teach me. So, also I don't give out my Instagram name a lot. Y'all can follow me on Complex, you know, on Instagram at Complex_Angel90. Also, please give us a follow under Self Love_IsMyRehab, and please go follow at Queens of Vibes and Visions. You know what I'm saying? Check out those highlights and go listen to us. Put us in rotation, baby. Shout out to God, because without him, you know, I wouldn't be here and I wouldn't be in tune with myself. I wouldn't be overcoming fears and, you know, just like it's so easy to talk to him now. I remember I used to be so scared to talk, like what are other people going to think about me? Man, my relationship with him ain't got nothing to do with y'all. I'm sorry. But, yeah, so that's it on my shout-outs and everything. So you ready to get your mind stimulated?
Let's stimulate that mind, Kareem.
Okay. So my question this week is, when does the little child inside of us fully grow up? This isn't a right or wrong answer. Just give me your perspective on it.
I mean, it all depends on the person. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
I feel like not everybody can let go of that. You know what I'm saying? And it all could root from, you know, basically just how you're, basically all, you know, the people that you attract. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're just not in tune with yourself. You know what I'm saying? As you know, appropriately as you grow up, you know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? It's kind of hard to basically adapt to the world, so to speak. If, you know, if you're not in tune with yourself, if you don't have enough self-love for yourself to be able to adapt to the world as it comes to you. Because I know for me, it took a while for the child inside of me to basically grow up, because a part of that childhood basically carried itself on from years and years and years. You know what I'm saying? And the part that I'm talking about in particular is just basically the fact of the insecurities and the lack of social skills. You know what I'm saying? Like I went through that whole phase for so long to where like it became natural just to assume that, you know, nobody's gonna be too attracted to me in a sense, you know what I'm saying? And if they do, it kinda wears off kind of thing, you know what I'm saying? Because of my worries and my insecurities. And that's not even just speaking on relationships. That's speaking on, you know, just relationships in general. You know what I'm saying? Whether that's friends and, you know, girlfriends and stuff like that. So, excuse me. But, it definitely all depends on, you know, it all depends on your level of growth. Because I know it diffused a little bit with me because I am getting more in tune with myself. I am becoming more wiser and more understanding as how the world operates. You know what I'm saying? There's going to be people who aren't, you know, basically in love with themselves. So, you know, they basically lash out at other people just to make themselves feel better. That's just a mechanism for them to cope with on how to cope. I had to understand people like that. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, I'm the only one that's going to feel that hurt. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be the only one that's going to feel that happiness as well.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Within me. You know what I'm saying? So when you get in tune of basically just making yourself happy and protecting yourself, you know what I'm saying? That's when you're able to adapt and become the adult that you should be at that given point in time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how that's my perspective.
Okay. Well, I would say from my perspective, I remember reading a book and they were saying in there, the little kid inside of you comes out when, you know, you come across a situation that, you know what I'm saying, reminds you of your child when you get, that reminds you of your childhood when you get triggered, or the little child inside of you comes out when you're getting deprived of something. And I really felt that because, I'm not afraid to bring my relationship into this platform because I feel like if I could tell people like about like how you think it's okay to communicate like this in a relationship, it's really not. So that's why I'm about to say this. But as a child, I didn't really have a voice growing up. You know, I was really only seen and not heard. I didn't know how to communicate in my, you know, relationships. In friendships, you know what I'm saying? I had some friends that, you know what I'm saying, like, if I tried to express myself, they would, like, kind of shut it down because they knew how to manipulate it, to be honest. So now that I've found my voice, I think, like, sometimes in, like, relationships, I noticed that I used it too much, you know what I'm saying? And, like, you know, in this relationship, it's, like, there's times where, like, I want to get my point across, or, like, say if, you know, we get into, like, a little heated argument and he wants to go cool off, you know what I'm saying? I'm thinking about it, so it's like, no, I want to talk about it right now, you know what I'm saying? And it's like I had to learn that I can't always get my way, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have to kind of suffocate the little child sometimes when she tries to come out because, you know what I'm saying, like, I have to grow up, you know what I'm saying? It's like I have to tell myself that this is different, you know what I'm saying? Like, that you have the space to express yourself, you know what I'm saying? But you got to give people the space to also be able to get their self together so that they won't come off lashing because he doesn't like to say hurtful stuff. He doesn't like to be spiteful. He was like, I know I can't come back from that. So I had to learn. Right. I had to learn to give him that space to go calm down. And that's something that I didn't know how to do as a child. You know what I'm saying? It's like No, I found my voice. No, I'm a talk whenever I want to. And I just want to say,
right.
like, I feel like sometimes as women, I'm not saying this to bash y'all, but as women, sometimes we have to learn that you don't have to use this so much. And I had to suffocate the little child in me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it, you know, you found your voice, but it's like you got to learn when to use it.
True.
So, yes, yeah, that's my take on it. Mm-hmm. So, DC, what is the dynamic quote of the week?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the closure of the podcast, and we're going to close it out with a nice little dynamic quote for y'all this evening. And the quote is, when you get what you want, that's God's direction. When you don't get what you want, that's God's protection.
Mm.
So, in other words, be grateful for the things that you ask for, and also understand that the things that you want but can't get, just understand that that's God protecting you from any harm, you know what I'm saying, to you. You know what I'm saying? You can't ask and pray for everything, you know what I'm saying, in this world. So be grateful for what you can get, you know what I'm saying, because there's not too many people that are fortunate enough to, you know, have what you have. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's levels to happiness, unfortunately, but you should always definitely be, you know, grateful for what you have and what you can get in this time of need, you know what I'm saying, for yourself. And, you know, and if you're praying for others, you know what I'm saying, that's cool too. You know what I'm saying? But you can only do so much. So be grateful for what you can get, because God is going to only provide you with what you can and cannot handle at the same time. You know what I'm saying? It may seem like, you know, it's difficult at the time, but God trusts in you, you know, because he sees your future. You know what I'm saying? So be grateful for that. And that is the dynamic quote of the day. I hope y'all enjoyed it. I hope y'all enjoyed the episode. Like Complex said, there's going to be many more to come. So with that being said, peace and love, and we out this thing.
Peace and love. All right.
Deuces.